Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Did You Know? I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. Tonight, we're writing about the same gentleman that we spoke about last week. I want to get more people involved in the discussion this week. There is a number that you can call in, because most of you may be listening through your devices. If you're listening through an internet connection, I cannot see you on my dashboard. I cannot recognize you. I cannot connect with you and ask and answer your question, your disagreement, your comment, or whatever it may be. So I want you to write this number down. It is 646-668-8217. Again, that number is 646-668-8217. This way you'll show up on my keyboard. I can acknowledge you. I can open the microphone. If you don't have anything to say, you don't have to say anything. But this is a way to get interaction into the program. I grew up thinking that black people in America had done little except be enslaved and pick master's cotton. That's all that we had ever done. I was elated and embarrassed at the same time when I took a trip to California, Coloma, which is where James Marshall discovered gold in what is known as Sutter's Mill. I was there on September 11th. I asked the curator of the museum, were there any blacks in Coloma who had done anything significant? And I remember emphasizing significant, because I didn't want to hear about Sam sweeping out the saloon at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he gave me some information that changed my life, because the state of California had said there were no living descendants of the people that I discovered there. Nancy Monroe Gooch, her family, and on top of that, as I looked into it more, found out that they had one of the finest homes in all of Coloma. They had over 300 acres of land that they were farming, sending fruit across the state of California, selling it wholesale. So, yeah, this was something that enlisted my ears. My ears were up, so to speak. If this could happen, couldn't there be more? And indeed, I did find out that there was more. But one of the things that hit me the hardest and hurt me were the fact that there were troops in the United States Army who had been stationed in my hometown, Spartanburg, South Carolina. Never a peep, not one single peep did I hear about these brave soldiers and their accompaniment. They were known as the 369th, the Harlem Hellfighters, and they performed heroically, marvelously. As we were entering the war, Chief of the Armies, General John Blackjack Pershing, had said that we would all fight under one flag. That is our flag, the United States flag. However, that's not what happened. He said that anybody that wants the American black soldiers can have them. Anybody. Fortunately, the French had fought with the Senegalese, an African country, that demonstrated their ability in war. What we were getting here on the civilian side is the black people were scared of their shadow. They wouldn't stand up and do anything heroically. The buck-eyed, tooth-rattling, scared of your shadow Negro was what we were being shown in our movies. And this is quite a bit before television. It was also in books and live performances. This is the information that was being placed out. Now, this information isn't just for black people. It's for everybody. Because what we have developed here in America is a country that is split in two. Split in two on a racial divide. And when we begin to see how much we have paid or played a part in that, we begin to try to rationalize, did we do right or did we do wrong? Let me give you a little bit of information about the gentleman we're talking about. His first name was William, but he was known by his middle and last name, Henry Johnson. Born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I don't know what memorials they have for him, but I know Spartanburg has one, and it is so difficult to find. I was going by this site for months after I had heard where it was, still could not find it. Why is that the case? Because it is hidden in trees. It cannot be seen even if you're right next to it. Knowing it's there, I had difficulty finding it. It is well hidden in public view. And that was very, very hard on me to accept. How can we develop one of the greatest soldiers in all of America fighting for this country, and yet we don't honor that person? Yeah, we honored them. We stuck a little pole in the ground, and that's all we should have to do. I don't think so, folks. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Henry Johnson. Henry Johnson was a small man. He was 5 foot, maybe 5 foot four, weighed 130 pounds. Yet he was every bit of a soldier as anybody else in this war. I'm talking about the World War I. 2 months after we entered the war, he went down and volunteered to go into service. Volunteered to go into service. Now, many people were able to move up in class because of the war, because they were given jobs that had specific training, made them skilled in the workforce. This is not what happened with the black soldiers, because most of them were placed in laborers' jobs. They worked the mess in the cafeteria. They dug latrines. They unloaded munitions, the bullets, the shells. Very dangerous work. But they did not allow them to fight. Now, the 369th was allowed to fight. I think they had four units, 368, 369, 370th, and 371st, that were used in war, but they fought with the French. As Johnson and his comrades went into war, they had to give up their American rifles, which were far superior to the French. They had French uniforms, and they fought. And did they fight? They set up a record which has, I don't know if it's ever been exceeded since. But what they did is they earned the Croix de Guerre. What the heck is the Croix de Guerre? It's the highest medal that can be won by a civilian in France. The highest. What did they do? Well, there were two soldiers, Henry Johnson and Needham Roberts, on sentry duty. They heard somebody clipping the wires to get in the encampment. They responded to the challenge. They had up to 20, and by some estimates, up to 30 soldiers breaking in. Henry Johnson loaded his rifle. He shot. He only had 3 rounds of ammunition. And when he stuck an American round in the weapon, it jammed. He used it like a club and beat people. He had also a bolo knife. Henry Johnson came down on the head of 2 of the enemy soldiers. 2 of them split their skulls. Now, this man's only 5'3", 5'4", and he weighs 130 pounds. But he is fighting like a mad machine. They tried to take Needham Roberts captive. Johnson wasn't going to hear for this. And he took the body back. One of the things that we need to look at in war is they never gave up an inch of ground. 1 inch of ground as they went head to head with these soldiers. They never had a person captured. This is a remarkable accomplishment because even the greatest soldiers can have people taken hostage, can lose ground, and sometimes they win it back. But these soldiers never lost an inch of ground. So we have them there, the greatest people with the greatest loss or disbelief, and they made comments to the French people, that they're not human. This is a form of a monkey. And if you wait until midnight, their tail will come out. Their greatest movement was to say to the French, don't give them all these medals. I think Henry Johnson was the first to receive one, the Croix de Guerre. Now, understand that the entire unit won one of these. But Henry Johnson did as well. He was called the Black Death. Now, when they went into, they didn't go in as the Harlem Hellfighters. They wanted to go in with the Rattlers, like the Don't Tread on Me. But when they unleashed their terror on the enemy soldiers, that name stood, and it stuck. And that's how we know them today. Now, this is one of the greatest fighting forces ever assembled by the United States of America, most highly decorated. And they were very accomplished. They didn't go over there to rape the white women. They went over there to fight. Theirs was a double-edged sword because they were fighting for the same principles as everybody else over there. They were fighting to show that they deserved citizenship in America. In fact, the white soldiers would say, don't praise them too much because they will come back to America wanting to be treated as full citizens, as full citizens. What else would they want to be treated as? Full citizens. They had been granted citizenship. We had the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment that were put in place because they were not being given the rights of a citizen. What better way to show that you deserve it than to put your life on the line? Now, we're trying to get people to call in. And the number to do so is 646-668-8217. I would encourage you to call in sooner rather than later. As you can tell, I'm having some trouble with my voice. But I want you to ask questions about Black history. Does not have to be about the subject we're talking about today. But we find so many people in our families that have done great things that we do not know about, such as what we're talking about here. Henry Johnson has relatives, I'm sure, in the Winston Salem area and probably all over the United States. But by not knowing, you don't understand the pride that you should be taking in your family, your ancestors. This is what I want you to call in about. Maybe it's something that you heard, but you don't know where to start looking. Because for years in my life, I had no idea what I was looking for or how to get in contact with those people. Hang on one second. I am still here. I'm having a lot of discomfort today. And that's the reason that we may shut down early. But I want people to have the habit of calling in, discussing situations that we have. I find out that there are so many things that happened in South Carolina that are historic. But if we talk about the things that were good, somebody might want to talk about what was bad. That might be embarrassing. Yes, it might. But if we don't do anything about it, we'll always be in this boat. We will be arguing. No, should not have a job because his skin is dark. But when I tell you of some of the amazing discoveries and what we have done. For example, we have a scientist that has come up with a body of work that is now being used to look for life on other planets and other solar systems. Yes, folks, that type of thing has been done. Most people years ago thought that it was impossible for blacks to play basketball. Why? Because they said they didn't have enough brains to dribble the ball down a court. Still have that opinion today? If you do, we need to talk. We look at what happened in the NFL, and many of you are not watching because you want to watch the NFL. But the NFL was integrated, went all white for about 12 years, And there's a story on Amazing Black History as to how that happened. Understand what we're talking about here. We're not just talking about sports. We're not just talking about music, although our contributions in both of those areas have been dramatic, outstanding, something that people, if they did not look at the color of a person, would be absolutely amazed at what people did. As these entertainers traveled, they were on what's called a chitlin circuit, because most of them could not stay at the better hotels. They could not eat at the better places. They were being treated as subhumans as they went about doing what they wanted to do, and that is to entertain people. They were not paid on the same basis. I want you to understand that we have done so very much. Now, I'll be speaking at the Cowpens Battle Ground on either January 13th or 14th. We're still making that particular arrangement. But we fought in the American Revolutionary War. Most people have no idea that we fought in these wars, and we performed heroically, heroically without a doubt. We fought for this country as far as that goes. Every slave or every black person in America was not enslaved, And we had one of the first double spies, James Armistead Lafayette. We had also another great source of information, a black female spy. Ever heard of her? We're going to be talking about them and others in Cowpens, January. It's located, the battlefield is about 10 miles from Spartanburg. And it's something that you may want to devote some time to. Because we go around, we think that we haven't done anything. We're ashamed. And that is not who we are. That's not what we have given to this country. We have given our lives to make this an important country, to make it a better country. We just haven't been loved back by the country that we love, and it's a shame. Once we understand some of these things, and for those white people that may be listening, this is not to say that all of you have been bad or that all of us have been good. That's not the case, because we know better than that. But those that have been great, why not give them a play? Why not talk about them? We have a horrible time in this country of even determining who is black and who is white. I'm not going to do that today. And that number again is 646-668-8217. Many of you are listening on your device, and that's good. I love you for it. I just want you to share it with more people. I want you to call in. I want you to participate. There may be things that you've heard that you just want to know are true or not. I don't have every answer, but sometimes that's the direction I go as I am doing the research. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And what we do as we do this, we give you a summary, which I think is a good summary of that person. But we also include videos. We know how people learn. People don't all learn the same. I think you can get a more in-depth look at a person by doing that than just leaving it out there. We have books for those that want to study books that have been written on the subject, are closely allied with them. Yes, we also have products on that page because we're trying to support our work. Doing the research that we do oftentimes requires much more work than may appear to the person. We've been posting every week for several years during National Black History Month. We post daily. During March, Women's History Month, we post daily. So some of the people that you don't know about, we're very shortly going to have an article on Biddy Mason, B-I-D-D-Y Mason, may surprise you. May surprise you greatly to find what we have done. When we look at our GPS programs, for example, thank you, Dr. Gladys West, who was one of the first persons to work on them. When we look at Navy ships, a great, great advancement in that area was also performed by a black woman. We see this around. And when we don't emphasize this, we think that letting people know what they're capable of is somehow talking about superiority and inferiority. While there is some of that in there, we need to understand that in order to maintain our position in the world, we need to understand that everybody is on the same team. Everybody is on the same team. And this is what we're looking at. This is why we're doing the programs. Some of you have relatives that you've heard stories of, but nobody wants to believe it. We had a lady that fought for reparations, black lady, and won. She had been a slave. She was freed. Her owners concocted some story to bring her back into a slave state where she was captured and re-enslaved, and she was given reparations for all the time that she had been re-enslaved. Ever heard anything like that? Have you ever? You know, when we look, there are many people today that have been helped with their eyesight. I know I certainly have. And it's the eye surgery where the lens becomes clouded. And Dr. Ruth Baer perfected the procedure that's being used today. Was a difficult thing to do in the past. Does that mean that she's better than any other person? No. But given the opportunity, we have so many people who are developing so much and could do more. What is wrong with competition, folks? You know, we watch our television sets. And for decades, we watched many cowboy movies. Never saw a black person. Yet one in four of every black people in the West was black. Or one in four of every person in the West was black. They went on these trail rides, moving the cattle from place to place. And then the person placed in charge of the entire cattle drive, including the money to pay for everything, was entrusted to a black cowboy? Ever heard or thought of anything like that? We're beginning to see some emergence of that with the story of Bass Reeves. I sat at home, watched the Lone Ranger, great hero, not knowing that the real Lone Ranger was a black man by the name of Bass Reeves. Why? Why hide this information? It benefits everybody. It benefits everybody. Because when we start looking at the benefit that we receive, we put our best minds on the hardest jobs. We put our best minds on the hardest jobs. Now I'm going to give this number again. I want you to call in because I don't know how long our voice is going to hold in there. That number is 646-668-8217. You can use that each and every week on Sundays at 4 p.m. because I want you to make a habit of calling in. If there's something that you don't understand, ask it. That's the purpose of the program. Purpose of the program. We want to have this discussion. I know that everybody is not going to agree with me when I talk about Americans in the American Revolutionary War. There are going to be people that thought that every person of color over here was black and enslaved. But that is not the case. We'll talk about it. Everybody is not going to suddenly become a fan, but we can discuss it. And that's what we need to do. Because we've kept secret this information for so long. And it hurts everybody. Yeah, we have a person or two that becomes outstanding and successful, but we can have more. And we are not such a selfish country that we look at people and say, no, I don't want you to be successful. So I'm not going to teach you to read and write and do numbers because of the color of your skin. Some of our great educators and influencers, such as W.E.B. Du Bois. Man had to give up his lunch in order to learn to read and write and do numbers. But he showed a great mental development. Everybody didn't agree with everybody. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington had disagreements. Other people had disagreements. Marcus Garvey wanted to take all blacks back to Africa. We had men and women fighting to make sure this did not happen. On both sides, there are many white people that are ashamed to look into their history because they are afraid that it might tell them that they are related to a slave owner. That's something that you can't help. But you just as equally may have been related to a person that did not believe in slavery, put their life on the line for other people, regardless of their race. And that there are many of those people. We have to understand and look at what is out there. We need to start looking at facts. Facts. Not made up slogans, history, or what have you. That is a thing of the past. We need to develop a think of the future. I think of the future. When we look at the blood bank developed by Dr. Charles Drew, we have Daniel Hale Williams, who performed the first successful heart surgery on a heart of a beating human being that was successful. And that person survived for decades afterwards. Yet and still, many people were unable to go to medical school because they didn't think black people should go. When we look at Cathay Williams, or William Cathay, the only documented female Buffalo soldier, she was able to pull that off because she had worked in the medical tent and knew that most doctors did not want to touch black men. So she was able to pull it off. Able to pull off something like that because of the way America treats. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't see anybody having called in. The time is now a little over an hour and a half into the program. I'm going to talk another 5 minutes or so. And if we don't have anybody call in by that time, I'm going to conclude this broadcast for today because I am definitely not feeling well. But I am engaged enough that I'll talk as long as you talk. I will. And one of the ways that I know that you're listening is that you're signing in. 866-846-668-8217. I don't know the answer to every question out there. And I would love to get people to call in so I can see areas where people have questions and concerns. And we may look at those things in the not-too-distant future. But we have great minds all around. Neil deGrasse Tyson, for one, astrophysicist. As we look at many of the other people that we have overlooked in our history, we have people here that are related to extraordinary people. Don't you think that's something that you'd want to talk about? Or do you think that by doing that, you'll give up some of your greatness? Your greatness. You don't have enough of it spread around. It's just got to go to you. Some of these questions should have people jumping up and down asking questions. But I see that this is not that day. Ladies and gentlemen, use that number. Put it in your phone. Put it somewhere where you'll see it. Because whether you're driving down the road or sitting at home, flipping back and forth between this and a football game, it's information that we need to know. It's information that we need to discuss. The program you're listening to is Did You Know? I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. I come to you every Sunday at 4 p.m. using the links that you use to get here. Also, use those phones to get here. Tell other people about us. And we will continue to do the work. Support us. Go to AmazingBlackHistory.com. And I think we're coming up on 400-plus articles a post on there. We want to be one of your first go-tos when you're looking for information. That's why we try to give you as much as you want. If it's too much, let us know. Maybe we can give less about more people. Whatever it is, my friends, it is a pleasure for me to join you on Sundays at 4 p.m. The program is Did You Know? And I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. I hope to be with you again next week. Don't let your questions go unanswered. Don't let your concerns go without question. This is a community of people who are seeking information. Don't let the color of you do it. I have learned so much about what it is like to grow up as a racist by talking to people that we disagree on different matters. We can disagree without being disagreeable. So be blessed, my friends. Be blessed. I'll see you again next Sunday.